This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. We gotta get a getting. Gotta get out there on the road, get on the track, and meet some folks down there somewhere, gather together, and bring them God's message. And let's just pick it up a little bit. We're kind of dragging around. We just thank you folks for tuning in. We're happy to have you folks. We're always trying to get new stations. So if you help us with those, we appreciate it. I'll give you some names of stations for long. And the Old Trailblazer's broadcast is going out about every day, Monday through Friday. And then we have a station over in Northern Ireland. I wish you'd pray for that station. You folks over there, you hearing me? Let me hear from you. Let me know if you're listening. Let me know if it's doing any good. You drop me a note and let me know if folks are listening. And you pray for me. Pray for the Old Trailblazer broadcast. So I want to bring you a choir that we had in place for many, many years. We made these CDs. I want to bring you one of them at this time before we get started. So would you just listen for a moment? Bringing you these studies now, a new study we've been into for a couple of 3 weeks on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, or the faith chapter. And it's quite interesting, much information here, and the gospel is there. And we're looking at the life of Enoch. We're looking at the life of Enoch. We're seeing that everything God does is in order. And if you study the word closely, you'll find that God has an order. As we said in our last study, the order is illustrated by Enoch walking by faith before Noah ever walked by faith. Now let's notice how he walked before he was saved. Let's look at Enoch. I like old Enoch. The Lord says, the Lord took him. He walked with God. I've often described it like this. I believe they were walking in the cool of the evening one day, going down a road. I'm not sure. And after a while, I believe the Lord said, come on, Enoch, it's too far to go back home. Just come on, go home with me. But now, can't you just imagine that? It don't hurt to do that, does it? I believe the Lord said, come on, Enoch, let's go home. One day, that's what he's going to do to the Old Trailblazer. He's going to say, come on, Old Trailblazer. You've been here long enough. Suffering, all of those things. Folks won't have the gospel. People won't have it. People want their own way. You struggled and bring the message for years. They won't have it. Come on, let's go home. Oh, my friend, you know the only thing wrong with that? Some of you are not saved. You may be sitting out there today somewhere, not saved. Won't you just come to the Lord? Won't you just trust the Lord? The Old Trailblazer being true to your soul. I don't have a name to make. I don't get any glory out of this broadcast. I'm just asking the Lord to get his glory out of it. But if you'd write me and tell me that the Lord saved you, or if you want to be saved, that would encourage me. That's what I'm trying to say. That'd encourage me. Some of you folks, if you just encourage the Old Trailblazer a little bit. Now, let's go back and look at old Enoch. He was 65 years old before he ever started walking with the Lord. Go back there and read the record in the 5th chapter of Genesis. 65 years, I believe I'm right about that, before he ever walked with the Lord. Now, How did he walk those years? How did he walk those years? Just like you walked all your years. He walked according to the course of this world, just like every other sinner does, just like the old trailblazer had done for many, many years before the Lord saved him. Isn't that going to be a shame, my friend, to come down to the end of life, maybe, and be saved even on the sick bed? And then what is your life? What do you have to show for your life? 50, 60, 70 years of worldliness and sin and having your own way and doing what you, robbing God. You know, we hardly ever mention that on this program. But did you know people rob God day in and day out? You know, we have a law against robbing man, rob a bank, rob a store, you get sent to jail. But to rob God of what he's done for you and to what he's pleased, what he has blessed you with, and to rob him, it's not hard to say what the Lord requires of you. The Lord requires of you to give unto the Lord. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. But we have folks who call themselves Christians. I'm just a nominal Christian. Well, I'm not a practicing Christian, but they rob God. My friend, ask the Lord to search your heart. If you're honest, you say, well, I don't have a dime to give. Well, the old widow there in the temple, she gave the widow's mite. You know what she gave? She gave all. She gave everything she had. She gave that little old coin, just a widow's mite. But let's go back to looking at Enoch. I believe he robbed God too. I do, before the Lord saved him. He walked according to the course of this world, just like you do, and just like I've done. Enoch had gone his own way of self-will. That's right. Turned to his own way as every other sinner does. He had lived a life of self-pleasing and was unconcerned about the future. In other words, he lived only for the present. What can we say about that today? That's kind of what it is today, isn't it? Oh, my sin. You see folks feasting and fasting and splurging, and they tell me that many of the ministers today are hurting because their folks are not giving. And then I know that there's so much on the land today of these guys who are money hawkers and all this stuff on television. All they do is ask for money. That's not of God, my friend. That's not of the Lord. Don't give your money to those folks. Oh, my friend, put it somewhere where it'll be working for the Lord. In other words, Enoch lived only for the present day, like many are doing. Like the average individual in the world today and many in the church, living for the present. Only what you can see, only what you can reason out, only what you can think out, that's how you're living. You're reasoning what we're going to do today, what we're going to do tomorrow. The scripture says, by faith, Enoch was translated. Notice that scripture there. That's in the 5th verse. By faith, Enoch, old Enoch, was translated that he should not see death. Now, let's notice that word translation. There's two great meanings embedded in that one word. Let's look at it. First, let's notice what's the meaning of that word translation. The literal meaning means to carry across or to remove or to exchange one place for another. Let me read that again. Translation literally means to carry across, like if you pick up a child and carry it across a creek. Means to carry across or to remove from one, exchange from one place to another. And that's what the word translated means, to cross over or to remove from this place to that place, to change from this place to that place, you've been translated. So the first meaning of the word translation here was the removal of Enoch from earth to heaven. Oh, isn't that gracious? From earth to heaven. Say, come on, Enoch. Come on, Enoch, let's go home. And then that's what it said here, by faith. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, he was carried from earth to heaven. He was removed from this earth to the heavenlies. And it did not go through the door of death. I ask you oftentimes on this broadcast, when your time comes to meet the Lord, is it going to be a leap of dark, leap into the dark, through an open door into the darkness, or are you going to be in the bosom, in the arms of our blessed Lord? Every believer that's living when Christ comes will be translated, just like Enoch. You know, the scripture says, the shout will come, and the dead in Christ shall be raised. The dead in Christ. You and I who will be in the grave, if we live long enough and before the Lord comes, and and die and go out of this life, lying in the old grave somewhere out there under an old live oak tree in the garden, maybe up there in the military cemetery somewhere. But we'll be translated. But listen, he says, and the shout came, and the dead in Christ was raised first. And then which were alive, there'll be folks alive here when the Lord comes, they'll go to meet the Lord in the air. So let's look. Every believer that's living when this earth, when Christ comes, will be translated just like Enoch. They'll be taken, we'll be taken from this earth to heaven without going through the door of death. Now I want you to get that. I wish you'd read 1 Thessalonians 4 in conjunction when you get a minute or two and make a little notation there. And you'll see what I mean by the word translation. That is, it means exchange or translate. And this we call the rapture of the living believer. That's what we call the rapture. And how many folks now are denying the rapture? I have folks make fun of that. Oh, my friend, they say, you believe that rock, that, you believe that stuff? You believe that stuff? My friend, it's hard for me, to take when they folks make fun of those things, when it's so plain that the Lord is going to come in the air to take you and me away from here if you say. We call this the rapture of the living believer at the coming of our Lord, but the word translate has a deeper meaning, and I want you to see it. Now, listen, let's perk up now. Maybe you dropped off to sleep there. Wake up. Wake up. Look, listen. And you'll find the word used in Colossians 1:13. Many of you can quote that verse from memory. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now that's Colossians 1:13. Colossians 1:13, it says, who hath delivered us, speaking of our blessed Lord, from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now that's the word. The same Greek word that's used for translating there is used here in Hebrews. Now we're going to get back to that in our next study. Coming to the close here, but I want to have a minute. I want to ask you to remember our Pastor Shelton's book on demon possession. I wish you'd call and get that right and get it. It's 350, and it goes along with our studies we had on faith healing, divine healing, true and false, and it'll coincide with that. It's very informative, and then oftentimes I fail to mention, you folks out there like to give out good tracts in your tract ministry, many of you may have. You write me, I'll send you a list of tracts of Pastor Shelton. We have several titles, several hundred titles, and you can pick and choose. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. Put them out there in the jail or in a hospital or in your waiting room, and you truckers, we'll send them to you. You can put them there in the wayside park or in the old station where you stop and fuel up and get a shower and get a hot bath and rest a while there in the break room. You can put those messages there in the break room. So I ask you, Mr. Trucker, if you would help us do that, and the Lord bless you for doing it. But if the old trailblazer is always asking you to turn to the Lord, asking you to make your calling and election sure, and let's do that often, my friend. Go back and make sure that you know the Lord, make sure that you're on a solid foundation, and if you would, then pray for the old trailblazer. I'm growing awful weary here lately, but my health is fairly well. So you pray for me if you do that. And remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.